Good to have you back. Talk a little Medicine Valley track and field. Now, you and Kelly are, once again, the duties, all the coaches work so well together then in Med Valley, and then the boys and also the girls. And first of all, how are your numbers at this year?
You know, we got decent numbers. And we got 15 boys, 11 girls. So, you know, turnout was great. You know, I mean, there's obviously a couple of, you know, you'd like to have, but, you know, numbers wise, you know, we cannot complain about that.
That's terrific. That's more than a couple of other schools I've had a chance to talk to. Some just don't have the numbers, but hey, 15 and 11, that's not too bad.
No, not at all. You know, it's a good variety, you know, different grades all the way through. So that's nice as well.
You've got some kids. I think it's going to score some points. Of course, on both sides, got to start with the boys. You've got a young man and Cale Garrett, senior out there, coach. I know he signs on to do some college track and field and also with cross country. That he's going to be terrific, you think, at the next level, isn't he?
No, I hope so. You know, he's got some decent work ethic, and, you know, he's eager to get going. You know, we go this week to Southern Valley. He's eager to get things started, and, you know, we're eager to see where things are going to go this year.
Did very well, you know, a half and the mile, the 2 mile. I take it we're going to see him at all three at various times this year?
I would say eventually we'll see him in all three in one meet, but for right now we're just going to kind of tinker with one and here and there. But, yeah, you know, district time, my guess is we'll be doing the three and maybe a relay, but we'll see what happens on that.
No need to burn him out early in the season, is it?
Right, exactly. You know, we're not where we need to be yet, so there's no use of dragging him into the dirt right off the bat.
I'm sure he's got some lofty goals. He's got some. I think you and I have talked before, and I've forgotten as far as school marks in the half, the mile, and the 2 mile. Either he has it or he's close to it, right?
He's close to all three of them. I think we have the mile, and we're within striking distance of the 8 and the 2 mile. So hopefully, you know, we get. We stay healthy and we can hit one of those marks here throughout the year, if not both.
I think a pretty good guy, and Roger Farr is one of those guys that had a great career back in the day.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So within striking distance, and the thing is, it's competition around here, Coach. I mean, you know, you're probably going to have some kids come out, but you need some competition to push you every meet.
You know, definitely. You know, I mean, some of it might be on my watch, you know, the 200 mark or whatnot, but you know, we've done this enough, throughout the 4 years that he's been out, that there are some meets that's just how it's going to be. You're on the clock, and we're just racing against ourselves. So hopefully we got some stuff. You know, I'm sure our conference is going to be the real deal again this year. So I know, though, I would assume we'll have some things here by conference time.
Mason Robley and the high jump, he's come around a couple of years, and I'm sure he's excited about the upcoming season.
He is. You know, we've had some good practices so far, and, you know, we're hoping we can get him back there in the high jump, and I'm hoping we can get him in a running event as well. So he's looked good here throughout practice time. So, you know, we got some good things hoping going to happen for him.
How about the rest, sticking with the boys, the rest of your crew is some kids who you feel like are going to really score well for you in the field and also the running events?
You know, for the boys, you know, I think Shai Gadatis, the junior, you know, he performed really well towards the end of the year last year, got better every meet, and we're hoping we can get some things out of him this year and distance, you know, a few others. You know, Jesse Hazenho, hopefully we can get some things in some hurdles. Peyton Newcomb, you know, he's we're hoping mid-distance for him and some triple jump. Jamie Rupert, you know, I think we could get some things out of him and some mid-distance and some triple jump as well. You know, we got some promising newcomers. You know, Dakota Douglas has showed us some good things in practice as a freshman. He ran really well last year in the 800. It might be, you know, push him out to a mile possibly this year, you know, and a few others. You know, there's and Robbie Phillips in the shot and discus. You know, there's some bright spots coming, and hopefully we can stay healthy throughout the year.
How about the girls? How is it looking this year?
You know, we got some decent numbers. You know, we bring back quite a few letter winners from last year, so that'll be nice. You know, Camry Elson and sprints. Jordia Phillips will be kind of mid-distance. Oakley Stout in both hurdles. Zoe Trimble, we get her back from injury a year ago. Hopefully in the vault, do some things in the vault and probably short to mid-distance. Delaney Evans will be another one, probably around the short to mid-distance area. Brooklyn Kochwar in the throws. Gracie Johns, I think, will step up and do some good things as a freshman in the throws. So, you know, Aspen Clawson will do some things with, you know, high jump. So, yeah, I mean, numbers are good both ways, and I think there's some pieces we can kind of put together for, you know, maybe you get a relay here and there as well. So we're excited to get things rolling this Friday and see where it's going to go.
Yep, good meet at Southern Valley. Sometimes, typically, this is a chilly meet, a windy meet, but I think you're going to be A-OK for this one. It sounds like it's going to be pretty comfortable for this one coming up on Friday.
I think it will be. You know, I don't want 100 degrees yet, so we don't need that yet, so... we'll take, I think it's around 60. You know, the wind's not supposed to be terrible down there. So, you know, that'll be all right. You know, and it'll be nice to have a meet there where we're coming back there for districts. So it'd be nice to get something there so at least the kids are acquainted with everything and, you know, see how things are going to go here. We're excited.